Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
DC Universe app adds Absolute Universe. Marvel shuts down Insider program. Free comic book day titles cancel. This is Comic Book Club News for February 28, 2025. While other digital programs are shutting down, the DC Universe Infinite subscription platform is growing once again. Not only will there be a new monthly option for the publisher's Ultra subscription tier, but the Absolute Universe titles are available now as vertical scrolling DC Go comics. Previously, there were three tiers of subscription for DC Universe Infinite: $7.99 for a monthly subscription, $74.99 for an annual subscription, and $119.99 for an Ultra subscription. Joining them is a $12.99 monthly Ultra subscription starting soon. Why is this a big deal? As opposed to the 6 months after release schedule for the two basic tiers, with an Ultra subscription, DC fans get new comics 30 days after print release. And not only that, the Ultra tiers include DC's Vertigo and Black Label imprints, among other perks. The only catch here is that the service isn't available at all levels in all countries as of yet. While the debut date of the monthly Ultra tier is TBA, starting right now, DC UI subscribers could read the Absolute Universe line as vertical scrolling DC Go web comics. That includes Absolute Batman number 1 through 4, Absolute Superman 1 through 3, and Absolute Wonder Woman 1 through 4. Not only that, the first episode of each is free to read without a subscription. Going forward, all future issues of the titles will be available on DC Go as well. Speaking of digital programs closing, Marvel is shutting down the Marvel Insider program on March 3. The news comes via an email sent to those who signed up for the program, which provided points in exchange for rewards ranging from digital comics to being drawn into an issue of a Marvel book. Launched in 2016, the program will allow participants to redeem points until May 27. On May 28, the program will shut down and customer service will cease on June 4. While anecdotal, when the email was sent to subscribers, there were multiple reports online of confusion as points totals didn't match what Marvel had sent in their email, and redemption prizes seemed to be missing from the site entirely. This is possibly caused by a whole lot of people logging in at the same time, but that's pure speculation. Of note, the Marvel Insider program is distinct from the Marvel Unlimited digital subscription service, which will continue to function. In the meantime, make sure to grab your digital comics and wallpapers before the end of May. As the fallout from Diamond's bankruptcy continues, two publishers are pulling titles from May's upcoming free comic book day: Fantagraphics and Mad Cave Studios. Fantagraphics had planned to release a preview of Lost Marvels, a collection of rare or never-before-printed Marvel comics. However, per the publisher, as shared with Bleeding Cool, since the books hadn't been printed yet and, quote, uncertainty of whether Diamond will even exist come May or be able to pay us for them, we made the difficult decision to pull the plug while we could. Fantagraphics may still produce the comic aside from the Free Comic Book Day event, but regardless, the release of the full volume of Lost Marvels will proceed as planned. Mad Cave, meanwhile, has canceled 4 issues planned for the event. Princess Guinevere and King Arthur Crossover Number 1, Phineas and Ferb Number 1, Flash Gordon Adventure Number 1, and Hero Bear and the Kid Number 1. They'll still distribute Speed Racer Number 0 and Phantom Number 0 as part of the event, and as of now, there's no word on what will happen with the other 4 comics. More on this as it develops. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And what a bummer of a week, huh? Yeah! Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.